Okay, I guess we better test the microphone, so if you just want to say,
okay,
hallelujah, brother.
Well, I think it'll work.
Okay.
Play that and see if it don't work.
Okay, if you were going to use a word to tell about a sweet, sticky liquid that you put all over good old pancakes, what would you say?
I'd say maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Any other kind of syrup she likes?
Oh, yeah. They were corn syrup. You know, we used to raise our own cane, make corn syrup out of it. And that's something out of this world, too.
What about the sweet stuff that you spread on toast? And I bet you've made some
Oh, I've made plenty of that little sticky stuff. Jelly.
Yeah, what do you make jelly out of?
I make jelly out of everything I can get a hold of, it from down from blackberries to dewberries to plums.
Do you use these little apples to make it?
Yeah, I've made a lot of apple jelly in my time. They're real crazy about berries, blackberries. Mm-hmm. I don't pick them. I'm afraid of the chiggers. I can do the picking, and I do the canning and making the jelly out of them.
Is it easy to make?
Well, it's quite easy to make. It takes some time. You know, we have sure gel now that helps the boiling, the length of time of boiling it, and helps to thicken it.
Uh-huh.
It's more. It makes it congeal faster with this. And we have some blue dams and plums out here. They don't make very good jelly. They're a little bit tart. We call them damn good plums.
But I'm sure they are.
They are. They're old-timey. They're real old-timey. Uh-huh. You don't see too many of them anymore. They make very good pies.
Yeah.
Tart pies. Uh-huh. Deep dish pies. They make very good deep dish pies out of them. And strawberries. We've had lots of strawberries over a period of time. And we make peach jelly. We make pear preserves.
Uh-huh.
Pear. And pear jelly. Uh-huh. Not pear but jelly, but pear relish. Pear relish is made with pineapple.
Well, if you made some of that stuff, it'd be the real stuff. And if you saw something that was an imitation, what would you call it? No, if you saw an imitation, but you were saying that yours was the real thing.
Mine would be genuine.
Yeah. It'd be the real stuff.
That's right.
Let's see.
And crab apples. Now, crab apples. We grow a lot of crab apples,
uh-huh.
or have in the past. Now, crab apples, they make good pickles, and they make good jelly.
Oh, really?
Crab apples.
Pickles?
Pickles.
Crab
have you not ever eaten any crab apple pickles?
Uh-huh.
Honey, they are delicious.
They taste like regular pickles?
Well, they taste, they are a little bit different to
uh-huh.
sweet pickles because they have a tang about
uh-huh.
them. But you put enough sugar in there,
good.
They're just really delicious.
Well,
there's figs, preserves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the figs even come from the fig bush back in Adam and Eve's day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And if you ever ate a fig...
That fig leaf is important.
Yeah. Have you ever ate a fig, a
yeah.
raw fig?
Uh-huh.
No wonder they're so wonderful. They come beating back from the biblical days.
That's the truth. They age, don't they? If you were going to say, well, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of...
Those boys.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, talking about apples, when they grow in a big apple farm, what's that when they, you call it an apple?
Orchard.
Yeah. Inside a cherry, the part that you don't eat is the what? You know what that hard thing on the inside?
It's a seed.
Are there any other names for that?
I don't reckon. I haven't heard any other name for it.
Do you know much about peaches?
Oh, yeah, I love them. And we've had a lot of them grown here. We used to have a lot of apple orchards here, but over a period of years, you know, they've gone on,
uh-huh.
and we've had to plant more.
Yeah.
The little red Indian peaches, I well remember it. We don't have any more of them now. I haven't seen any in years. They were a little bit red on the inside, through
mm-hmm.
and through.
Mm-hmm.